Since day 1586 of the Aruch Shulchan Yomi, they are doing your day, Simen Shem Chav Dalet, Sif Yud Ches to Chav Dalet. Yud Ches. Kos HaTuv HaShanah Aruch Sif Dalet. Kav Chiti Mitzad Zeh, if you have a measure of wheat on this side. Kav Sorim Mitzad Zeh, a measure of barley on the other side. Kav Kusi Mitzad, a measure of spelt in the middle. You connect them and they join together. You have to set aside from each and every species. Half a measure of wheat on this side, half a measure of barley on the other side, half a measure of spelt in the middle. Mitzdarfin, they join together. Determine the kusim and shloshim you take from the spelt on all three. They say for a time, push at the end. The reason is simple. The spelt can join together, and it does join together by being bitten together with the wheat and with the barley. Therefore, even though wheat and barley don't join together, they can't. There's the barbell effect here, with the kusim in the middle joining the two sides. Even though among all three of them, there is only one shear of chala. Of course, they have to take off from the kusmin. But in the reisha, they had difficulty. Why? Because you have to separate for each and every species. You separate from the spell, it should work for all three. Because of time to cooling, there are difficult reasons to understand. It brings the sites here, the Shach, the Taz, and the Bach. You test, and here's the near time, push it. I think it's simple. The Bala, you may have a chatzi kusim v'em, so if there's a half a kav kusim in there, the Bala Korch is a chatzi kav v'em, says, shir l'shneim, you're compelled to say, this chatzi kav makes up the shir for both of them, ha'ya marvashir kusim v'dai, it says, I find a good spell, and that would be enough. I've kept change kav v'em, so since there's a kav in the middle, I mean, we say, so ain't tzorch l'chi b'achid masorim. The kusim are independent. Then we require the chit in masorim. El shadidin al chatzi kav, kav we always use, I'm not sure I made this clear before, kav we always use as, very often use as, to mean a measure which is chayv mechala. So that, avakem shesh kav, and since kav, we say she'en sorim chibur achitim, we don't have to combine the chitim and the sorim. We don't need a barbell. Shadina chatzi kav, chitim chatzi kav sorim, but the din is that it's, sorry, not shadinan, shadinan, we cast. The chatzi kav chitim, half a kav of the kusmin goes as if it's connected to the chitim to make up that shear. Chatzi kav the story and half a kav for the story to make up that shear. It says sheshnei shiur chalos. So if two shiur chalos, you have shiur kusmin bar. If you turn aside from the kusmin only, shema marvish meatzara shayach chitim. Maybe you'll be marvish from the side of your barbell, which is shayach to the chitim. You show a certain blow chal, and the barrel is going to make that chal. Over hefach or vice versa. She tamtin litom memsa marvish and take precisely from the middle of the kusmin. If shayach tamtin, can't be precise. Therefore, compelled to take from the wheat and the barley. So, well, that's the case. From the spelt, you talk, you have to set aside chala. What it means is you can't just take from the kusmin. It's safer, like in the end. Unlike the end. And we said the chatzi kav makes a shear for both of them. Zelfi a shear the kav umechza. That's according to the shear of a kav and a half, and it's just an example. If there was also half a kav chitim one side, chatzi kav sorim mitzad zeh, half a kav sorim the other side, the kav kusim mamsa, and a whole kav kusim in the middle, gankim avrishin al kusim levad, you can also take from the kusmin alone, because it's what creates the shear chalab. In the back it says, yevachin kusav akubach, the kusmin enzich lafrish, the Bach and Fight writes that for Kusmi don't have a side of Taz, and the Taz writes this as well. Vajishim Mistapi says that she's not sure about this, going to Rosh Hashanah, Yitaka would not have taken from the Kusmin. She's telling you that it's not enough to take from the Kusmin. Chof. The Tafka Dover Shai Pachal Mistapi Shubemsa. Specifically, something which is relevant to Chala joins it in the middle. Kavchidim Mitzadze. Kavchidim Mitzadze, if you have a measure even of wheat on one side of the barbell, and a measure of wheat on the other side of the barbell, the Kav Oyres Bemsa, and a measure of the rice in the middle, the Tanach Shem says that in a mechaber filkish mitzvah chitim doesn't make a connection. Even you have chitim on both sides. Koshkin Shem mitzvah chitim mitzvah chitim goes without saying it doesn't make a connection when one side is wheat and one side is barley. Chenim ben emi a kav shel chuti or kav. So too, if in the middle there was a kav of a chai of grain but belonged to a non-Jew. Or chai of truma, or chai of truma, or chala, which is not chai of chala, came a chain of chai of chala, so that's not an obligation of chala, and it's hard, it doesn't join together. The sides. Says in the Yerushalmi. If they're in the middle of the barbell, there's a kav which belongs to another woman. Was a period. There's a new case. If in the middle there was a kav of another woman, even though the dough of the other woman doesn't join together with the doughs on the sides, and make a chiyuv chala. It does join together the sides. Can I feel your name? Also, if you had a something in the middle, which is a kav of another mean, which is not joined the sides through nishoch, such as barley, between the two sides, which are wheat, since it's shayach the chala, it joins the sides as long as they're all biting. It's as if the sides are biting each other. Also, if there's a dough of hektish in the Middle East, the Yerushalmi is Tzarfon. The Yerushalmi says it does join together. Why would that be? High hektish is exempt from chala. Since if you want, you can redeem it from hektish. And it's chai ben chala. It's called that it has a chiyuv chala. Okay, because of Rama Matama and Shom. Talking about Ma'ariv Shekdisha Mishikuglo. As we talk about, we were makdish after it became dough. Kedisha Mekom Shekuglo, if you makdish before it became dough, Gilgla Gizbar, and then the Gizbar made a dough, V'chach Bado, and then he redeemed it. Petura, it's exempt, Kedinam Per Gimo, like it's learned in Per Gimo Mishikimo, because of Rama Per Chesai and Shom. I seem to recall from the Chala, which was not so long ago, when you saw me, that could be that there's an issue of creation of Bashela as well. It could be that, which would apply even if it was Gilgla Gizbar. But I'd have to look it up to see if that actually was the case. So the Chashul is clearly learning that Sheila is not a factor here. We're not looking at the possibility of Sheila, just a possibility of Pidyon. Chafav, Yireli, it seems to me to call Elo Shamar Shemachabe said Stoim. All these things we said they connect the sides. Afa Sha'ala Isa Zu Ember Chiyub Ata. Even though this dough has no obligation now, Kuntrum Chalasa such the Chalas already taken already. Or Isha Hektish or it's Hektish. Or Shem Yechot with Tzav at Stoim. Or you can't join it to the sides. Kuntrum Isha Cheres because it belongs to another woman. And Lek Shat Stoim mean Echor or mean Amitzare Biachat. So when all these things we're talking about is only when the sides are the same min, chitim, chitim, or a min which are joined together, chitim, chikusmin, like wheat and spelt. But the sides are two different meanings. Chitim on this side, sorim on the other side. And something in the middle, which is not chamachai, which is like shalisha cheres, it ain't a klum. It doesn't join together. The ma mo'il v'shemacharim v'yachad. What is going to do that joins them together? Aim and starve, same say they don't join with each other. Similarly, Rakim Tzoy is Chayav Satoa B'Chal, that only takes effect if the middle one is Chayav now in Chalam and Starve Shnei Tzoyim, and it joins the two sides, like we saw today earlier, Kamo Kusmin, Ben Chitim Tzoyim, such as spelt between wheat and barley. The Zoyim Tzoyim is Kulam B'Yach, then they join all together, Kamo Kulam B'Yach, Kamo Shis Bar, as we have seen. Chabez, David Do, it's well known. She'ain't talking about my Chodesh al Yoshin. You can't take Shumas Mice from last year's on this year's, actually from this year's and last year's, my Yoshin Chodesh and vice versa. Come from nevertheless, you munachim shtei kabin chitim, echem mitzad zeh, echem mitzad zeh, ushtei me Chodesh. If you have two in the barbell, you have on both sides, you have chitim for your Chodesh, the kav Yoshin mechabim, and you have a kav of Yoshin from last year in the middle, mitzad shtei me joins them both together. Lo gar mit lo chalos, it's no different than where the chala has been taken. So you got my emsa, yesh chilu chala. The middle one also has a chiyuv chala. Chen lefech, the opposite is true as well. Kshiyoshim Mitzrayim went from last year's on both sides, the Chodesh of Emtzah, a new one in the middle. Come, Chabshul Tfu Yishtayim, Chabshul Tfu Chodesh, Chabshul Chodesh, Eim Tzayim Zayim 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 Plus, if you have a Kav of Yoshim and Kav of Chodesh, they don't join together, they would start for Chala. Yushal Mishon Perek Tah, Amak Shalim Chitim Kusim Mitzrayim Zayim 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 Zay Why? Which are not the same species. They join together. Because when you make those out of them, they look similar. So certainly, Chadashi Yashin should join together. They're not going to make a mistake and say, take Shumas and Mises from one or the other. Chadashi Yashin mean Echodim. Chadashi Yashin are one mean. To Omer, you should start with people going to say they join together. Yomer should turn Mizel Zer. People are going to say, take Shumas of one or the other. They never said they don't join together. Ayin Shum. So obviously that seems to be difficult because how did that work to exempt the Raisa? He says it's only by Chal Rabbanan where they said it's Chai Mechala and they could say it is Potter Chala. I have a Chal the Raisa, but a Chala which is Torah Chala, Chal which is Torah Chala, it's Chal the Raisa. It came to me in a Torah mitzdarfin since me the rice that they joined together v'chai b'chal and tzchai b'chal echem matzor rabban lifter akar rabban exempted mashalot pirushu came to Yushami, that was Yushami, he doesn't say well not to have a chal to rice should not feel my shame lo it's a chal shal Torah klau because even by sheni there was no Torah chal to rice much because I have no b'raisim l'chir chobetz like we said and the bracket says v'ein tzich much because of a shach but then the shach says gives a different answer chav gimel t'nam b'chal per gimel we learned the chal of Lord Barak. Somebody makes a dough from wheat, I mean, oris and from rice. Miesh by time, dog and has the taste of grain. Chavis uchal, it's chayim uchal, v'yetzim b'yidei chavos v'pesach, and can fulfill the obligation of matzah and pesach then. V'yim bo, if not, not. Chule. V'av got the ruba oris, even the majority is rice. Shun noisit time shul min avi the rice, because the grain is giving taste. And giving taste in shul lo b'mino is the rice, meaning that's considered to be as if it's that min. Of the thing which gives a taste. Chen dike shas zochem and shabik shramban. Bichos chalas lo ramban as hakam le davke bichteach leos prash b'shiyesh gezais havi deraisa. Wait a minute, that's not true. Nice and time only doesn't work. Certainly not for punishments. In order to get chamalkas or chukaris and chametz, you have to eat the gezais bichteach leos prash. Be mamoshus substance, not just taste. But which is not rub the rice, it's rabbinic. But come before the minat, or the obligation is only rabbinic. But come before the minat Torah, here it says minat Torah. Shake down your minat somebody there goes go pay my matzah. You say fulfill the obligation of matzah. Shum. Nichol is the Ramban. The Ramban is not okay. Lomar to say the come my sheish kuzay tzeichlias pas. It's all about here where there's a kuzay tzeichlias pas. Let's go shas there. Doesn't mention that such a parameter in the shas. If she's feeling a Rambam, Reishpek does vav machos asuros, or maybe he holds like the Rambam who holds she'ain chimen terak shochol kol pras. You only chayim gezayis uchilas pras if you eat the whole pras, not if you gezayis of it. I ain't sure. May lamal v'si derived the shitas rabbein of time. According to rabbein of time, was the time kicker the raisa, but time ba'ama that he holds time kicker is the raisa. It's just with taste. And you don't require gezais in the shear of a pras. Mishkataka could work out well, although I don't think so, because that's for the Isram Nais in Tam, not for the chaloi shem substance of matzah or chaloi shem substance of chiv chala. I'm a little bit strained, don't quite understand Rosh Hashanah here. And Masarosh Behechus Chal Mitaritzkin. That which he says is he stipulates that's going to the opinion holds that way as explained there. I don't know when he's going to, I think it's going to get shortly, I'm not sure if the next sif to issue of greater, which is unique. Yeah, it seems like he is the next sif. Perish Ramban Zal Mishle Zul Apir Yerushalmi. So the Ramban explains this Mishle basically Yerushalmi Perik Amelchala. Shomit says Chitim Gorim Mesorah. It's a special thing by Chitim and Orez by wheat and rice. This kind of Greira, schlep along to use the scientific term. Laasosan Kemoisam. So Shomit Chitim Gorim Orez Laasosan Kemoisam. The Chachikim they schlep along the rice to make them as if they're wheat. Chachikim lo, this way paskin. The ain din zarak b'chidim oris. It's unique halacha by wheat and rice. Lo b'shar aminim and not by the other species. Zesh the dictate kashas the zorach and nice and time b'rov. B'mim b'shein aminah avid the rice. that which the Shah says. Well, wait a minute. It seems from this case of the rice and the wheat and the rice that Nosin Tam Barov Bemino Shein Amino is the rice. Shah predicting. Okay, that's fair. That makes sense. Okay. If that is not the case, but rather we say the wheat is bought the barov in the rice, despite the taste. Came by Mahani time grayer. However, deal with this reason of Xer wouldn't be able to use it. Since wheat itself, as if it's not there. How is it going to schlep along the rice? Elvade knows the time of the rice. But definitely this time of the rice, so we still need the reason of Xer. Rosh Hashanah tells us really the din zehu b'chomi. The Rosh Lishitoso, which is not like the Ushami and Chala, holds that it works by all meaning. Came the Iker Isser, who Mishum Noisin Tam, Chenev Kamoso, since the primary Isser is because of Noisin Tam, therefore works the other way, and therefore that whatever it's Noisin Tam in becomes like it. Zel Shutzah Ushami Tam, Grey Rosalium Matzah. The high Ushami, that's about Matzah. Anything else, Bechiv Chali won't need it. Come on, need to have a Kukulachitim, Nathan Yasam. True, it's entirely like wheat because of the taste. Matzah taste is not enough. He's one which can become leaven. For as loyav lechimutz, but rice has now come to be leavened. That's what he says. That the wheat schleps along the rice. It's a tivon ketev achitim. I'm not sure this is true scientifically. It makes their nature like the nature of wheat. And they come to chimutz. It's a rush. I assume that is the answer to the rush. Okay, we're in the middle of this discussion, but it goes on for a while, and this is the end of where we're supposed to go up to today. So we'll come back to Mirtz Hashem next time.